might say, how much water have you
drunk?
And the answer might be, I just
drank.
Okay. And I'm going to
drink.
If people come to visit you at your house at mealtime, and you go into the dining room, then what do you say to them? You invite them into the dining room where the table's all set, and you say,
have a seat.
Okay.
I'll be seated.
All right. If these were very close friends of yours, would you say anything different? I mean, would it make any difference whether these were very close friends or people you didn't know too well?
I don't know what I might say.
Okay, now let's see. You and your guests are sitting down at your table, and you've got the food on the table. And there's a bowl of potatoes that's sitting in front of somebody. You might say to that person,
pass the potatoes.
Okay, and if you want him to have some, you say,
help yourself to the potatoes.
Okay. And he might say, thanks very much, but there's a big pile of potatoes already on his plate. And you say, thank you.
I just help myself.
Okay. Now, if you're having dinner at somebody else's house, and this person has a food that you really just don't care for at all, and you just can't eat any, what would you say to decline that particular food? You know, your hostess says, won't you have some so-and-so, and you say, thank you very much, but...
I'd say, I don't care for that, thank you.
Okay. Now, would you use something different? Would you say something different depending on whether your hostess was a good friend of yours or somebody you didn't know so well? Or would you say, I don't care for it regardless?
Well, I took a piece of liver on my plate one time, and I can't stand liver, and I didn't know it was liver.
Uh-huh.
And I couldn't eat it because I couldn't swallow it.
Uh-huh.
And she asked me to have another piece. She said, oh, you haven't eaten much yet. And I said, you know, I just cannot eat liver.
Uh-huh.
And she passed it up. I, people that I've gone and didn't mind whether I didn't eat, but I've eaten pretty near everything that in the line of vegetables can now have a battle with meats.
That's interesting.
I don't want meats.
Why? Have you always been that way?
I just don't like them.
Uh-huh.
I don't like anything you kill.
Uh-huh. Have you always felt
that way? Yeah. No, I've had a battle with it all my life, but I like vegetables.
Uh-huh. What do you call food that's put on the stove and served a second time?
Seconds.
Well.
Leftovers.
Okay. If somebody sits down at the table and sees sitting on his plate the same thing he had last night, and he doesn't like it very much, I mean, he doesn't like the fact that this is the second time he's seeing this on his plate, he might say, oh, that's just...
leftovers.
Okay. Would you ever call it warmed over food or heated up?
Warmed over food.
Okay. When you're eating something, you pick it up on your fork and you put it in your mouth and
you chew it.
Okay. Now let's see, there's something I asked you about before that now I'm supposed to get some details about. This is something that's made with cornmeal and you eat it with a spoon.
Spoon bread?
No, this is softer than that. You said you didn't like it very much.
Corn mush?
Yeah. Can you tell me how that's made?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I've never made it.